Hamas Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh has announced the reshuffling of his cabinet. Haniyeh appointed seven new ministers, including a deputy prime minister with wide-ranging powers. Speaking to members of the Palestinian Legislative Council, prior to announcing the names of the new ministers, Haniyeh said he had delayed carrying out the cabinet reshuffle several times for the reconciliation process between Fatah and Hamas to succeed. He added that national reconciliation will not be affected by changes in his government.
We make sure that reconciliation will not be harmed by the new changes. We are also ready for the formation of a national unity government when all Palestinian parties agree upon it.
The reshuffle saw Ziad Al-Zaza as the new finance minister, in addition to taking on the role of deputy prime minister. New ministers of health, justice, housing, agriculture, local governance and religious endowments were also sworn in.
The changes in the government to make the government more power and give the people more chance to have a good life and to make progress in the governmental work to the people and to our society.
Gazans, meanwhile, welcomed the new changes in Ismail Haniyeh's government.
This is a good step by Prime Minister Ismail Haniyeh, where he brought in new, very qualified ministers into his government to better serve the Palestinians in Gaza.
While Fatah official in Gaza, Yahya Rabah, described Haniyeh's move as a waste of time, describing it as an obstacle to reconciliation, analysts say that changes in Gaza or West Bank government will not harm it.
I don't think there is any effect on the Palestinian reconciliation. When the new Palestinian government, the unity government, would be formed in the future, this government in Gaza and the one in West Bank will be dissolved, and then they would be united in a new government.
Polls show that Hamas government, who withstood years of blockade and a ferocious Israeli war at the turn of 2009, continues to be supported by most Gazans.
Hamas, who was democratically elected in 2006, says that adding new ministers to its government is a step forward toward bolstering democracy. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV Gaza.